The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Last night was Halloween, Tone. Did you hand out all your candy?
Tony Kornheiser, hand it out. I go trick-or-treating, my friend.
I can only imagine answering my doorbell, opening the door, and there is a grown, grouchy old man right at my door.
That's right. That's what I go as, a grouchy old man.
Great.
So I don't even have to change clothing. And I really
good.
Like... You know, Hershey's chocolate bars, and I really like
no candy
Reese's
corn.
Peanut butter
candy
cups.
Corn.
I hate candy corn.
Candy corn.
I hate
come
it.
On.
Awful. Welcome to PTI, kids. In today's episode, the Broncos trade Von Miller to the Rams. Tom Brady gets upset, and the Astros force the World Series to a Game 6. But we begin today with injury news. Derrick Henry fractured a bone in his foot. Will have surgery tomorrow and could be out 8 to 10 weeks. Jameis Winston has torn his ACL and his MCL and will be out the rest of the season. Wilbon, which is the bigger loss?
Tony, they're both big. Anytime you lose a starting quarterback and you've got a great defense already and you can run the ball and all the traditional football elements seem to be in place and then you lose that quarterback, Jameis Winston, that's a big blow. But, Tony, Derrick Henry was the best player in football so far this season to me. Yes, best. I'm putting him above quarterbacks. I'm putting him above Aaron Rodgers. I'm putting him, yeah, for right now, ahead of the Golden Boy. I'm putting him ahead of everybody. Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry carried a team. He gave them a personality. He made their quarterback more effective. He made the defense more effective. Yeah. You can play keep away from people. It affected all parts of the Tennessee Titans game, and they were a threat to win the Super Bowl with Derrick Henry leading the league in everything that comes to toting the football in play. And now that he's not in play, Tone, I don't see that. I'm going with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry is at the very least not just the best running back in the league. He's the best player on his team. Jameis Winston's not the best player on his team. The answer is Derrick Henry. Even though in the last two games he has been largely ineffective, he has only rushed for a total of 160 yards or thereabouts, and he's taken the ball 60 carries. He's averaging less than 3 yards a carry. Even with that, they won both those games. They beat good. They beat playoff teams. They beat Kansas City and they beat Indianapolis. Because you have to prepare for Derrick Henry. You have to orient your defense to stopping Derrick Henry. If all you have to orient your defense to do against Tennessee is stop Ryan Tannehill, you're going to be able to do that. Is Jameis Winston the best quarterback in the league? No. Is he a good quarterback? Maybe he's a good quarterback. And they got two great wins, Mike. They got Green Bay and they got Tampa Bay. But the Tampa Bay win was accomplished not because of who was the quarterback. It was accomplished on defense when they picked Tom Brady twice in the fourth quarter. So for me, the answer definitively is Derrick Henry. I think there was a report that they're going to try out Adrian Peterson, who at one time was the best running back in the league.
Yeah, they signed him.
They signed him
10 years ago. That would be huge.
That's 10 years ago.
Right.
You don't have to orient your defense to stop Adrian Peterson.
No.
So it's Derrick Henry, right?
This diminishes the season to me. Because it also gave you this throwback player who, for some of us of a certain age, was wonderful to watch. Even Tony, when he didn't have a lot of yards, he scared the hell out of the whole defense. You have five guys running with him and some tight end laughing in the flat. So, no, Derrick Henry, man, it's a loss. It hurts the league. We have a major trade in the NFL ahead of tomorrow's deadline. The Broncos are sending 8-time Pro Bowl linebacker Von Miller to the Rams for second and third rounders in April's draft. Tony, you already picked the Rams months ago to win the Super Bowl. So what does Von Miller do for them and for you?
I'm about halfway through the season. I'm still on the Rams, and I haven't been knocked out yet, so I feel pretty good about that. As you mentioned, he's an 8-time Pro Bowl player. I believe at one time he was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and I believe he was the best defensive player in the league at one time. So this gives you someone other than Aaron Donald that you have to worry about, right? I mean, that's You can't just worry about one guy. You worry about two guys at this point. I want to get these numbers correct. There's some statistic that says the Rams are number one in the NFL at pressure percentage and number six in the NFL in sack percentage. Maybe not raw numbers, but in percentage. Look, if you're going to go to the Super Bowl, you got to beat maybe all three of these guys, but probably two of them. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray. You're going to have pressure, and you're going to have sacks. So getting Von Miller strikes me as a very big deal.
Yeah, I don't want to root for the Rams because you've already made them your horse. You're riding that horse. But as you know, Tony, I'm from a place where we don't even understand the position of quarterback, but we do understand kill the quarterback, which used to be the name of the NFL, kill the quarterback. And the Rams are getting in the wayback machine. And they're saying, you know what? The only way you can really improve your chances of winning are to stop either all three of those guys or at least two of them and some others along the way. And so the Rams are doubling down on that. I give them huge credit. Tony, Von Miller, if he's not the player he used to be, and there's some indicators that he's not, he's playing with Aaron Donald. He's playing with him. How do you block all of that? And so the Rams have really gone in on acquiring great defensive players. They're assertive, they're aggressive about it, and it points a finger at some other teams to say, what are you people doing that you're not trying these moves?
They also went and they got Jalen Ramsey. They are selling the future for the present.
Yeah.
They're all in right now. This guy is the defensive equivalent of Matthew Stafford, or maybe even, if it works out this way, the equivalent of the Tampa Bay team getting Tom Brady. They're in play, Mike. Rams are in play.
Yeah.
At least you give me that.
There's no process. They're not working on the process in L.A. With the Rams. They're going for it.
The Atlanta Braves squandered a grand slam in the first inning and eventually lost by four runs to the Astros last night. All time, teams were 45-3 when holding a lead of four runs or more at any point in a potential clinching playoff game. Well, now they're 45-4. Wilbon, did Houston merely stave off elimination, or did they do something more?
I'm not going to pretend to try to be predictive, because nothing has been predictive. All these geniuses, okay, with all their metrics, none of it has been predictive. They can't even predict that a guy working on a no-hitter and 69 pitches will even make the hill for the next inning. So nothing's predictive. And people, because of these numbers, are so obsessed with predictions, they can't even watch the action and appreciate the sport for what is happening on the field or court in real time. I don't know. I enjoyed last night. I was rooting for Dusty Baker. That's a hell of a game. It's 4-0. I turn off to watch something else.
That's
some
right.
Football, some NBA. I turn back. It's 4-1. I turn back again. 4-2, 4-3. And then, 7-5. And so I'm not going to predict. I'm going to watch. How about you?
Well, what I'm going to say is that I'm going to give you a recent history lesson, because people say, well, Houston can go back home. Dusty Baker talks about we're going back home. Just 2019, a couple of years ago, they went back home and they lost both games promptly to the Washington Nationals and they lost the World Series. At the moment in this World Series, they're 1-1 at home. You don't have to be a math major to know this. If they go 1-1 at home again, they lose.
That's right.
Okay, because they got to win both. At the moment, the Braves have their starters lined up on full rest, right? They got Max Fried and Ian Anderson.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
But Max Fried has allowed 13 runs in the last 15 2/3 innings. Ian Anderson, that's the no-hitter you're talking about.
Yeah.
You think that's pretty good? Five innings of no-hitter.
Yeah.
I've always liked about Atlanta is they can win close games. But, Mike, the way Houston hits, there don't have to be close games. They hit it better than any team in baseball, and this felt last night to me, this felt like something important had changed. It did to me.
Tony, you talked about 2019, your team in 2016, my team, the Cubs, down 3-1, had to go to Cleveland and win those last two games, 6-7, and
that's
did.
Right.
Nothing's predictive. It just isn't, and everybody wants to make it so, and I don't know why. I don't know. Do people who report and analyze today's sports, do they think that makes them feel better? Does it make them feel better because they're predictive? We don't know. Just watch the games.
Let me just tell you honestly, they're paying us to do this show.
Not to be predictive.
If they ask you who's going to win, I think it's okay to say so. Let's take a break.
A fortune teller.
Coming up, which backup quarterback had the more impressive performance yesterday, Cooper Rush of the Cowboys or Mike White of the Jets?
And are the Patriots and Steelers back to being contenders? Well, we got no Northwestern quarterback who would have come back in there, a backup quarterback. We got no Northwestern guy who won for his team,
In fact, we cut him out of the show deliberately.
Yeah, well, I'm putting him back in.
Mention him.
I'm putting him back in.
Yeah.
Trust me.
The interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Guinness, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time. You ask the questions and we answer them without giving you credit by name, and that way all of you can claim that you wrote them. Let me go in the mailbox and see what's first. Better performance by a backup quarterback. Two choices. Cooper Rush of the Cowboys or Mike White of the Jets? Two choices.
Three choices. Trevor Siemian of the New Orleans Saints. So three choices via Northwestern University. Three choices. Tony, I guess the Jets kid, the Jets are so bad. I guess White. I mean, I'm clicking over yesterday thinking there's no way they're going to win this game except I know better than to put any confidence in the Cincinnati Bengals. I know better. And yet, stupidly, even in my confidence pool, I penciled in Bengals and like 11, a double-digit number. And then Mike White, who as far as I know was a former coach of the Illini, he comes in and he plays pretty darn well. Trevor Siemian, by the way, beat the GOAT and he beat the champs. So the answer is Trevor Siemian.
Okay, well, he's not on the ballot.
Yeah, he is.
So you can
write
in. Right
in. I just wrote him in.
Trevor Siemian. So if I lived in New York, as I did for much of my life, and I root for the Jets, as I did for much of my life, I would say Mike White. And I don't know who Mike White is either, but he threw for over 400 yards,
That's
and he
great.
Beat the Bengals after Joe Burrow said that that ship had been turned around.
How's that?
Apparently it did a 360, and it's in the exact same
spot. Not a 180,
spot.
Yeah.
But the Jets are not contenders. So the answer is Cooper Rush of Dallas, because Dallas is at least a good team and maybe a very good team, and they have now learned that they can go on the road against a good team. Minnesota's a good team. And they can win without Dak Prescott. I say Cooper Rush because the ramifications of this with the playoffs is far greater
Not really,
than
Dak
it is with
back
Mike
in.
White.
He doesn't have a knee in a whole season. Out Dak's back in.
Never
We're not going to see Rush again.
Never know. The Patriots beat the Chargers and the Steelers beat the Browns. What's the bigger deal? Who won these games or who lost them?
I think there's one big deal, and I think it's the Browns. Because once again, sorry to pick on the state of Ohio, but like the Bengals, I know better than to pick the Browns. 2 years ago and 3 years ago, anybody who picked the Browns or said anything positive, I bum rushed that person because the Browns were a clown show. They're not a clown show anymore, Tony, but they beat the daylights out of the Steelers, you know, some months ago. And then they couldn't go in and win this game. They're at home and they lose to Big Ben on a late touchdown. I know better than to go with the Browns, but they're the bigger story here. That's a bad loss for them at home.
So I agree with you that the bigger story is the teams that lost as opposed to the teams that have won this. It's nice that traditional powers like New England and Pittsburgh won a game and can fantasize about making the playoffs. I'm not sure that they will make the playoffs. The Chargers have gone out two games in a row and bombed.
Yep.
Okay?
They're not ready.
They got beat bad by Baltimore.
They got beat again,
and I don't have them in the playoffs anymore.
Yeah.
And suddenly Justin Herbert doesn't look like the next big thing. My deal with the Browns is similar to yours in this regard. I just don't want to hear about the playoffs in the Browns.
I don't want to hear about that.
I also don't want Baker Mayfield to get blamed because I thought he put it in people's hands and there were a lot of drops yesterday.
I don't think he's the villain in this piece.
I don't.
But it's the teams that lost. Browns and Bengals.
Bastard. Get out.
They stink.
You obviously hate Ohio. Is the bigger story that Mel Tucker's Michigan State team won or that Jim Harbaugh's Michigan team did not?
Harbaugh's Michigan team doesn't win. They don't beat Ohio State, and they don't beat Michigan State. We've established that. That same old story. There's nothing new there. Mel Tucker and Michigan State, Sparty, going 8-0. And I love those green, the all-green uniforms. I usually hate that. What do they call that? Colorway? I usually hate that. I like it with Sparty. Tony Tucker has established something there. The way they play, the attitude, the recruitment, if you follow a little bit of that like I follow a little bit in the Big Ten, he is doing a hell of a job, and I don't know whether they can win at the horseshoe. I will root for them to beat Ohio State and sort of keep it going, get an undefeated Big Ten team close to an end of the playoffs. That's what I'm rooting for. Don't know if it can happen, but the answer is Michigan State.
So I seem to recall that those uniforms are called Color Rush.
Color Rush,
sort of
color,
like
whatever.
Cooper Rush.
Color, you know,
something like that.
Whatever.
Okay, so I'm going to hedge my answer in this regard. If Michigan State beats Ohio State, and I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't either.
But if they beat Ohio State, then the answer is Mel Tucker's team, because that means they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that would be a very big deal.
Yeah.
In the absence of that, the answer for me is Jim Harbaugh. I like Jim Harbaugh. I think he's good for college football. But he's now, I believe, 2-13 against top 10 teams and 0-6 on the road. And this, it just feels, you have to win that game. You're up 30-14. You have to win that game. And you don't win that game.
Doesn't win it.
Feels like the bigger
deal to me. Never does anymore.
He's got to win it. Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, will the Chiefs struggle against the Giants tonight?
He's losing so much, and late, he's ready to be the Bears coach now. Can't beat anybody. Should the champion Bucks be concerned if they've lost three in a row and fallen below 500?
By the way, how can Wake Forest, undefeated top 10, allow Kenneth Walker III out? How could you get rid of him? How could you let him leave?
Yeah,
what?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 70th birthday yesterday, Nick Saban. What's the difference between college football and the NFL? Nick Saban. After leading LSU to the national championship, Saban took the open coaching job with the Miami Dolphins. He was totally ordinary in Miami, 15-17 in two seasons, and he quit to take the job at the University of Alabama. At Alabama, Saban has been the greatest college coach of all time. In the words of LeBron James, Saban has not one, not two, not three, but six national championships in Tuscaloosa. His current team has one loss, but is pointing towards an SEC championship game against number one Georgia, where a win would certainly put Bama in the playoff.
Tony, like Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady, Saban has these commercials, which really seem to soften his image. Do you agree with that? Because I think these commercials are charming in the cases of all three of these guys. Saban may be the least likely of the three to have them. I love these commercials.
That thing with the duck?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yes.
Really?
I like Saban's role in it.
Happy anniversary, Derek Jeter. Very early on this day, 20 years ago, in a game that started on Halloween night, Jeter hit a walk-off home run in the 10th inning to beat Arizona just after midnight and tied the World Series at two games each. With that shot, Jeter earned the nickname Mr. November to distinguish Jeter from Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. Later that day, Byung-Hyun Kim gave up a game-tying homer to Scott Brosius, and the Yankees ultimately took a 3-2 lead in that series. But nobody remembers that because Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling stifled the Yankees in Game 6 and 7 to win the series.
Tony, I wonder sometimes, even living part of my life in Arizona, if people remember that the Arizona Diamondbacks, who've been irrelevant mostly since, won a World Series, beat the
that's
Yankees
right.
to
that's
win
right.
a World Series. It seems like that's been forgotten to me anyway. Hope it isn't forgotten.
I agree with that. Nobody remembers that at all. No. Happy trails, Gary Patterson. Patterson is out at TCU after 20 years of coaching there. School officials asked him to finish out this season, and Patterson apparently told them to stick it. TCU lost on Saturday to Kansas State to drop to 3-5 overall and 1-4 in the Big 12. But Patterson's time there had been filled with successes TCU had not seen in decades. Patterson was 181-79 at TCU. His teams finished in the AP top 10 six different times. He was named National Coach of the Year twice. Patterson led TCU to 17 bowl games, and he won 11 of them. TCU had previously been to a total of 17 bowl games between, 1896 and 2000. Okay, Patterson was 21-22 the last 4 years, but it feels like he got hosed, no?
Tony, I root for the purple schools in addition to my own, Kansas State and TCU. And now I will root for TCU to lose every game, because all you got to get, and I bet that's what happened in this case, is an egomaniacal booster or boosters in the president's ear, and you get a result like this, where people don't know who they are and they think it's their God-given right to win every football game. Now I hope they lose every game for firing this guy. He was great at what he did.
TCU was nothing before
nothing
he got
before
there.
Patterson.
They were in the Mountain West.
Nothing.
Come on. No errors. We're running out of show. We go to the big finish.
Let's get to it.
All right. The Lions lost at home to the Eagles. Are you still backing Dan Campbell,
no,
your boy?
No. I like Dan Campbell and crying and lying. The Detroit Lions are losers. I've told you this. Everybody should know this. The Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Jazz and are 3-4. What's wrong with them?
What's wrong is they're playing these games in October. The NBA season should start at Christmas.
Everybody's playing
Falcons
in October.
Falcons receiver
That's so
lame. Calvin Ridley is stepping away from football to focus on his mental health. Your thoughts?
All the best. I mean, the team's going to suffer while he's away. He's a terrific player. But just all the best to him getting through this. Albert Pujols is playing in the Dominican Winter League. Says he's not ready to retire. Are you okay with that?
I don't tell people to retire. He's a great, great player. If he wants to play forever and somebody will pay him to do it, God bless him. It's Albert Pujols, not some guy. Albert Pujols. Last one, Monday Night Football tonight, Giants and Chiefs. Who you got?
Oh, I got a click. Wizards and Hawks are on. Bulls and Celtics are on. Nuggets and I think the Grizzlies. I got a click.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheim.
I'm sure the I-95 team. You'll watch till the end. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. Now to get you set.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.